Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18, Vayikra perek yod tet pasuk yod chet. Ve'ahavta, but you shall have love, le're'acha, for your neighbor, kamocha, just as for yourself. Ani Adonai, I am the Lord. The sages note that the formula Ani Adonai at the end of the commandment is an indication that God himself will help you keep this commandment for the glory of his name. In this connection, it's interesting to note that the gematria for the Hebrew commandment, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, that is, ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha, equals 820, which is the same value as the word yakidashti, meaning, and I, the Lord, will sanctify. That's from Exodus chapter 29, verse 44. At any rate, the commandment to love your neighbor as yourself is generally regarded as the most fundamental commandment of all the Torah. The Talmud recounts that when challenged by a pagan to teach the meaning of all the scriptures while, quote, standing on one foot, the sage Hillel said, "What is hateful to you, do not do to your neighbor. That is the whole Torah, and the rest is commentary. Now go and learn it." In other words, Hillel summed up the Torah as doing no harm to others, an ethical principle sometimes called the silver rule. And this agrees with the Apostle Paul's statement that love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. That's found in Romans chapter 13, verse 10. And of course, Yeshua said, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you, for this is the law and the prophets." In the interest of further discussion, note that some of the mystics have said that when two people love each other, the Holy One reigns between them, and that's alluded to by the Hebrew word for love, ahava, the gematria of which is 13, but when shared with another, it's multiplied. 13 times 2 is 26, which is the same gematria as the sacred name of God, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. In other words, when we love others, the Lord's presence is revealed among us. Where two or three gather in my name, I am. Love is the central idea of all the Torah. The Ten Commandments begins with the word Anochi, I am, and ends with Le're'echa, for your neighbor. And joining these together, we have Anochi le'ra'acha, I am for your neighbor. So when we love our neighbors as ourself, we are demonstrating love for God, because God himself is our neighbor. In the New Testament, it's written, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love." That's 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Shalom, shalom, Havarim.